From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia was joined by China Monday in vetoing the latest UN Security Council draft resolution on Syria, aimed at securing a week-long ceasefire in the embattled city Aleppo. It was designed to allow in humanitarian aid for tens of thousands of trapped civilians, a situation that UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien warned again Monday is growing more acute.
Certainly over 200,000 people remain besieged, and we need to reach them. We know that the last formal food distribution was on the 15th of November, and that people have been eking out what they can. Prices have skyrocketed, so there's a real and severe shortage of foodstuffs.
Russia's ambassador Vitaly Churkin argued rebels would use the pause to restock ammunition and fortify positions. Rebel shelling is blamed Monday for killing at least two Russian nurses and several civilians. Meanwhile, Russia said it will start talks with the U.S. in Geneva on a rebel pullout from Aleppo. A Gambian court freed a senior opposition leader along with 18 other political prisoners pending an appeal of their convictions on unlawful assembly, the decision coming just days after the stunning defeat of longtime incumbent President Yahya Jammeh by real estate developer Adama Barrow. Useno Darbo heads the United Democratic Party. His wife, Maimuna, calls it a new day.
I'm feeling happy. It's a new Gambia. There will be freedom, freedom of expression, respect for human rights and law.
All 19 political prisoners had been sentenced to up to 3 years in jail each for taking part in a protest in April demanding electoral reform. Mr. Jammeh ruled the West African country for 22 years and was accused of stifling dissent, among other rights abuses. This is VOA News. The death toll from Friday's blaze that gutted an Oakland, California warehouse continues to climb as investigators searched the building where an electronic dance party turned into a deadly inferno. Gregory Ahern is the Alameda County Sheriff.
We're up to a total of 36 bodies. The last three bodies were removed earlier on this morning. Of that 36 bodies, we've tentatively identified 33 of them. Of the 33, 16 families have already been notified, and we have five pending notifications going on right now.
Officials have yet to determine how the fire started in a building that lacked sprinklers. A criminal investigation is underway. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he'll visit Pearl Harbor, Hawaii later this month, the first time a Japanese leader has done so. It's where the U.S. Naval base is located that Tokyo bombed back in 1941, precipitating U.S. entry into the Second World War. Mr. Abe's office said no apology will be forthcoming. Grant Newsham, senior fellow at the Tokyo-based Japan Forum for Strategic Studies, said the pending visit underscores the vital post-war bilateral relationship.
It's partly related to President Obama visiting Hiroshima last summer, but there's also, I think, an undercurrent here where since Mr. Trump was elected to the Japanese population and the Japanese government's great surprise, the Japanese government has really been scrambling to try and build some sort of relationship with Mr. Trump.
Mr. Abe was the first foreign leader to meet the president-elect following his November 8 election. His visit December 26 and 27 would involve meeting with President Barack Obama, and it comes weeks after the 75th anniversary of the December 7 Pearl Harbor attack. Nearly 100 psychiatric patients escaped from a Kenyan hospital Monday after being left unattended amid a national medical workers' strike. Dr. Julius Odago is the medical superintendent of the Mathari Hospital.
They scaled up the wall surrounding the wards and came out within the hospital compound. They just wandered away.
At the same time, police in Nairobi had to use tear gas against striking doctors who complained they have not received a salary hike promised 3 years ago. Clashes between militia fighters and security forces in the center of Democratic Republic of Congo left more than 30 dead, the violence occurring from Friday through Sunday. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi, who staked his political career on a referendum on constitutional reform that was soundly defeated Sunday, has been asked by the Italian president to stay on until a critical budget bill is passed. France's socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls has announced he'll run for president in next year's election. He'll face other candidates in the Socialist Party's primary in January. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.